This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Last night, the House and Senate passed a final bill that extends some popular middle-class tax cuts and adds the cost onto future federal budget deficits. Many of the cuts were to expire at the end of this year. President Bush is expected to sign the extension in the next several days. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
By one account, this is a story of Republican leaders swooping in and saving the middle class from a rash of tax increases just in the nick of time. So says the top House Republican tax writer, Bill Thomas of California.
It is, I think, a significant and timely agreement. It will prevent tax increases on millions of Americans and their families.
When this bill is signed by President Bush, middle-income Americans can rely on several more years of a $1,000 child tax credit, lower rates for married couples, a 10% tax rate for poorer people, and other tax breaks enacted in 2001 and 2003. What Republican leaders did not talk much about on the House and Senate floors is the origin of those potential increases. They were part of the deal Republican leaders brokered to pass the cuts in the first place. That's why Democrats like New York Congressman Charlie Rangel called this bill timely for another reason. It comes on the eve of an election.
Republicans believe that all tax cuts should be held back, especially the child credit, until election time.
And that strategy works. Most of the Democrats, mindful of the looming election, voted with the Republicans to pass the bill in the House by a vote of 339 to just 65. In the Senate, the vote was 92 to 3. But that didn't stop some Democrats and even a few Republicans from crying foul. When these tax cuts were enacted, most of them in early 2003, they were written to eventually expire on purpose. That way, Republican leaders managed to hold down the projected cost of the tax cuts, making them more fiscally responsible. Now that lawmakers are extending the cuts, they will cost more money than originally projected, about $146 billion more. That was bothersome, even for some who voted for the bill, like Arizona Senator John McCain.
But I cannot cast this vote without also expressing my grave concerns over the very serious financial situation facing our country.
This fresh subtraction from the U.S. Treasury will add substantially to future federal deficits. This year's is already expected to top $400 billion. But Republican leaders brushed off that fact, saying the more important priority is to return dollars to the wallets of middle-class Americans. And so joining in that sentiment during negotiations on the bill, Democrats proposed an amendment that would have allowed some 4 million low-income families to keep a child tax credit they are otherwise losing because of inflation. The credit is for people who make less than $11,000 a year and who may not pay income taxes in the first place. Republican leaders rejected it, saying this was a tax cut bill, not a welfare bill. And that drew the ire of Arkansas Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln.
This is not welfare. You sit down at the kitchen table with any of these families that are working. And let me tell you, if you're working 5 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, and you're making minimum wage, you're making about a little over $10,000. And you're working hard.
Republicans also said the extra provision would cost too much, adding $4.3 billion to the roughly $146 billion cost of the bill. But the Republican leaders didn't balk at the cost of other tax provisions piled on before the final vote, including many tax breaks for businesses. A one-year extension in the business research and development tax credit will cost the Treasury about $7.5 billion, and other extensions of business tax cuts will add more than $5 billion to the total. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.